You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 19 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I am excited because I am batching my podcast episodes today, but I'm also a little sad because, you know, when I used to do my podcast episodes week to week, I had little anecdotes that I wanted to share at the top of the episodes. But when I batch, it's kind of awkward because like I'm doing them right now. We'll work on that. But what anecdotes shall I share? Because, you know, we're doing them all in one go. Anyways, I hope you're doing well at the time that you're listening to this episode. This episode, we're going to talk about how to price your online course or group program for maximum profitability. This is a question I get a lot. Whether you already have a program that you've been selling and you're thinking about increasing the price, or maybe you're considering launching something new and you're not sure what the price is for you. So one of the best ways to position your program to profit is to price your program appropriately. Now, pricing your program appropriately is relevant to you, not to me. So in this episode, I'm not going to tell you what you should charge for your program, but I am going to give you some guidance on what you need to evaluate and think about when it comes to making that pricing decision for your offer. Okay. So the first lesson I want to share with you is that you should not be pricing your program based on the assets or comparing your price to what others are pricing their courses or programs in your industry. Instead, your pricing should be based on the problem that you solve and the transformation that you provide. Lesson number one, your pricing should be based on the problem that you solve and the transformation that you provide. Think about it this way. One of my favorite ways to showcase this is you are stranded on a desert island right now. It's just you. It's cold out there. Maybe you have some socks and shoes on and a blanket, but you're not comfortable. You want to go home. You're ready to go home. Okay. You have enough to make a big, massive fire because you're trying to get a signal out there. There's no cell phones, nothing. Okay. Just stranded out here in these streets, on this island streets. Okay. So do you really care how you get rescued? What I mean by that is if a giant cargo ship shows up, are you going to say, hey, go away. You're not a cushiony yacht. Ew. No, you're going to get on that freaking boat because you want to go home. You want to kiss your babies. You want to hug your loved ones and you want to get back into your comfort of your home and in your comfortable bed, right? You're not going to care about how you get rescued. You just want to be rescued. If a giant, beautiful gold helicopter picks you up, you don't care about that either. Because you want to go home, right? We all have preferences of how we'd like to be rescued, right? It'd be great to be rescued on a beautiful yacht and be given, you know, fabulous clothes while you ride off into the sunset and go home. But no, I want to get off this island. So when you think about pricing, you really have your clients think about it this way. They're not making their buying decision based on your prices. We might think so, but really they're looking at, I have this major problem that is a pain in my butt. I want this over. I want to get to the other side. And so their decision, some people say it's pricing, but really it's because what they're really saying to us is that we haven't really articulated the value of these results to them enough in a way that they understand. And therefore, they're reducing their decision-making by saying it's the price. But reality is we haven't done our work in articulating that value in a way that's going to make them say yes, right? And there are circumstances and industries where people might need to be more educated around the coaching aspect. I get that. But overall, all humans make decisions not based on pricing, but based on, I have a problem. I want to solve it. Will this get me there? That's really what it is. Like, think about it this way. When you go to a restaurant and you buy food and you order your favorite meals, you're not really considering, oh my gosh, this might be so much money. Like, who cares? You're hungry. You want to eat there. You showed up. You know it's going to be worth the money you're going to pay for it, right? You're not questioning if this risotto is going to be $25 or not or whatever, right? You're just going to get there, order, pay, and enjoy and have a good time. So the next thing I want you to really get clear of, this is basically the entire episode here, is as a result of participating and joining and like taking action in your program, how much time energy and money is your client or student saving or earning or both, right? Because no matter what we do, everything that we invest in our lives provide us a shortcut, right? And collapse our timeline and really give us our energy back, right? You buy face cream because you want to preserve the sexy. You want to have, a youthful look, right? Otherwise, you could just be out there looking old and haggard and not having, supple skin. You could be a 30-year-old walking around like you're 3,000 years old. I don't know, okay? I apologize if this was offensive. I hope it's not, but think about it this way. No one's actually doing, I mean, I love skincare, but we're not going our way over the like moon about investing in all these expensive face cream just for the sake of it. Of course it feels good. Of course having quality products is amazing, but none of us are saying, "Oh my, I'm not going to pay this $95 for our product because it's $95." The end result is far more like valuable than the $95 I'm paying now. And I'm speaking from someone as it like I've been buying face cream since I was 14. Like since I was 14, I've been like taking care of my skin, not just putting like regular lotion on my face. Actually, when I was 12, I had my little pocket change my mom would give me, my little allowance, and I would go, we live right next to a Walgreens. I would walk to the Walgreens and buy face products because I wanted to make sure my skin was snatched at 12. So my point here is no one is doubting, like they're not worried about the price. If we think about it, your best people are not concerned about the price. They are, however, looking for you to help them make that buying decision based on the problem that you're solving, the transformation that they're going to experience. And that's where you have to get clear on how much time, energy, and money is your client or student earning or saving as a result of your program. Okay. So I want to leave you with this because I wanted to keep this episode really short and to the point. Again, you need to price your program to profit. And I truly believe that you should have a premium program. And for me, premium starts at $1,000 or more. So $9.99 and up, right? So you need to be pricing your program to profit. You have done the work to be here. You didn't just wake up yesterday and was like, "Hey, I want to do this." All right? And even if you did, I'm sure something taught you along the way that allowed you to have the experience that you have. Here's my point, because I'm talking to experts here. You know the value that you bring. You've done the work. You've gotten the certifications. You have the degrees. You've taken the courses. You've worked with the clients. You've done the work. Why not price your program to reflect that, right? Because the truth is, it could take your clients a lot longer to get to where they want to go. But what they're looking for is someone to say, "Hey, I have really thought through what it takes to get to where you want to go, and I know how to get there faster." Think about it this way. We can all Google the information, right? But how we get there, the process, the journey, the emotional baggage that comes along with trying to figure out on your own is so much more heavy than it would be if I knew step by step what to do. So just because you're putting together a course, just because you're putting together a group program and they're not working with you one-on-one, does not diminish the value and the results that they're going to get. It doesn't diminish the shortcut that you're creating for them. It doesn't diminish your expertise. It doesn't diminish the thousands of dollars and thousands, hundreds of thousands of hours that you spent, learning this skill, perfecting this skill, getting clear on this skill. It doesn't take away from like the gift that God has given you, right? A lot of us are born with different skills and talents that really help us see the world differently and help us see the solution differently than most people, right? And that is worth something. You are an expert and you should get paid for it. Course, self-study course, live course, group program, none of that matters. What matters is if they were to do this on their own, it would take them so much more, and they are getting so much value out of their experience with you. I often hear people say, "Well, it's just videos. They're not getting any coaching." So what? If they took the videos and took action and followed it step by step, and they were going to get results, they're going to win. I also hear people say, "Well, it's not business coaching. They're not going to make money from it." Well, wrong. Let me share a little story with you. I think I've shared this before on the podcast, but my first ever coach I invested in was a life coach. I was in a place in my life where I was like, "Everything sucks. I can't keep doing this. I don't feel fulfilled." I hired this woman who was phenomenal, and she wasn't talking to me about making money. In fact, I was that girl who's like, "I love my corporate career. I don't want to do anything but this," right? And so working with her, though, I became more fulfilled. I loved myself more. I found my joy. I got clear on what my next steps are. I became more aware of how I was showing up in my life, in my career. I connected with the love of my life, right? And on top of that, I made more money because I was there at a place where I was showing up differently at work, and that also helped me be seen, all the things. So it was a trickle effect of the work that we did together. Point being here is that you should not be thinking about the value that you bring in just the I'm not doing XYZ or they're just getting this, more so of they have a problem, I have a solution, and I have a way to collapse their timeline, and I need to be pricing my programs appropriately to match that value, okay? So I want to leave you with that. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you take anything from this episode is that you need to be charging a premium rate for your offer. So that is, $1,000 and up or $9.99 and up for your course or group program. Go out there and also get clear on what that value looks like in that messaging so that you can articulate that to your audience. That's where they're making that decision from, not your price. Okay. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions or, if you have any questions or takeaways from today's episode, take a screenshot of this, tag me in your stories on Instagram. I'm at Fabiola.Giordani, or you can send me a DM with your questions. I'll be over there. We can chat there. All right. Thank you for today. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous, ready to nail your next launch? If you have a course or a group program or membership and you know that you can impact more people and get your offer in the hands of the people who need it the most so you can help them have the transformation that they desire, I want to encourage you to go to fabiolagiordani.co/launch guide to download my free launch playbook on how to nail your next launch. I am giving you the exact step-by-step process that has helped my clients make multiple five and six figures in their businesses with their courses, group programs, and memberships. Go ahead and go to fabiolagiordani.co/launch guide to download this playbook right now so that you can plan and nail your next launch. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.